When you turn on a light, nothing actually changes. You just expose what is already there. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This week, I'm going to do something a little bit different. We finished our series on seven emotions last week. So today is just a one-off, and I'm dedicating this to the third day of Tammuz. We are currently beginning the month of Tammuz. The third day of Tammuz is Thursday, and is the marks the Yahrzeit, the day of passing of the Lubavitcher Rebbe of blessed memory, the 29th year since he passed away. I had the tremendous fortune to spend a number of years learning in the Rebbe's court, listened to many of his talks, had many blessings from him, and have learned many of his works. I want to share one insight, dedicating it to him, that he taught, that I think is a foundational concept and a concept which he lived by and taught in so many different ways, but all the time. At the very beginning of creation, where we read about and learn about the 6 days of creation, we learn that the first thing that God created was Or, light. Yehi Or, that le be light. Following that, there was the creation and exposure of dry land, and the creation of water, and then plants and grass and trees, sun, moon, birds, fish, animals, and finally the human being. And the question is asked, why does the creation begin with light? Light has no real independent use. Light is just there when it's dark to be able to see what is going on. So wouldn't it have made sense for him to create some of the creations first and then, so to speak, turn on the light so we'd be able to see that which is created? And the answer he gave is that God began with light because light is the mission, the goal of creation. In other words, he begins with what the goal is. Why is light the goal of a creation? So interesting that in Hebrew, the word for light is Or. That's why it said, Yehi Or, let there be light. Or, which is in Hebrew, is Aleph, Vav, and Resh, has the same gematria, has the same numerical value as a different word, the word called Raz. Raz means secret. What is a secret? A secret is something that exists, or a piece of information that exists, but is hidden. When you tell a secret, when you expose a secret, you have exposed or revealed that which is hidden. The purpose of creation is to decode the secret, meaning we understand that we see a world that God has created, we live in a world that God has created, but a world that is often dark. It seems bleak, it seems challenging, a place where godliness is hidden, a place in more modern times where values are distorted, where on the surface, when you look at the world and its decline of values, and decline of basic humanity sometimes, it kind of looks like a place that is a jungle. A place that can sometimes be overwhelming. Can sometimes be a place where we give up and despair about bringing morality, goodness, holiness into an existence that seems so far from those lofty ideals. And yet God specifically designed a world that can do that. He specifically designed a world that can look like complete darkness. However, deep down within the world, there exists potential. There exists this godly force. The world is not independent of God, of course. The world is created by God, and His creative force is in everything in the world. And the mission of creation, the purpose of us being here, is to expose the secret, to turn on the light. Because when you turn on a light, nothing actually changes. You just expose what is already there. So if you come into a room and it's completely dark, you see nothing. You just see darkness. You turn on the light, you see the furniture, you see the chairs. Similarly, the way we work in the world is not to create something completely new. It's really to reveal what is already there, the godly potential, the potential for goodness, the potential for morality, the potential of doing right. That is the mission of creation. How do we do that? By revealing the light which is in ourselves. We all have a neshama, we all have a soul. One of the things we know from the Lubavitcher Rebbe is, and as he mentioned many times, there were all kinds of people that came to him. All an amazing spectrum of individuals, starting from the great Torah leaders to someone who was very distant from God, people who have failed, people who are in a bad way. And yet he received everyone warmly, he received everyone equally. He loved each person the same. And the reason is because when he looked at them, he didn't see the darkness. He turned on the light. He saw the soul that every single person has. He demanded, and the being tolerant and the being welcoming of every single person, because he saw the depth of the human being, also meant that he expected more from each of us. He used to always demand people should do more, they should grow. Not because he was judgmental, on the contrary, he was not judgmental at all, but because he saw the potential. He saw the light, he saw what was deep down, he saw the jewels, the gems, the greatness that was within every single person, the soul, the Jewish soul in particular, and he saw that potential that it brings with him. So we need to learn that lesson. It's not just a question and answer about the beginning of creation, about why God started with light. It's a mission that we have for all of us in how we go about our day. We wake up in the day and we see potentially a dark day. We have challenges, the things that might happen during that day. But are we going to look at the darkness, or are we going to look at the beautiful potential? We see other people, we have relationships, we see persons that have faults. We see people that have faults. Do we see the faults, or do we see the neshama? Do we see our failings as defining us, or do we see our soul as defining us? Do we see a dark world, a chaotic world, which it certainly is at the moment? Or do we see the potential in the world, the potential for godliness, the potential for holiness, the potential for growth? Are we switching on the light? Are we spreading light to reveal the truth that is behind the veil of complications, chaos, and darkness? So that is the message I thought I would leave you with in honor of the Rebbe's Yahrzeit, in honor of the special day of the 3rd of Tammuz. This needs work, and this needs internalizing. So let's spend a few moments to really connect with this idea. Wherever you are, become comfortable. Close your eyes and relax. And let's practice the art of noticing. Noticing that which is not apparent. Let's do that as we always do, by beginning to notice and pay attention to our breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. Just pay attention and be conscious of how you breathe and the rhythm of your breath. When we normally breathe, we don't even notice. Breathing is such a critical part of our lives, without which we cannot live. And yet, we don't often notice unless we pay attention. So keep focused on your breathing. Try to feel, as you inhale, the breath as it fills up your abdomen, fills up your lungs, deep breathe, and feel the sensation of breathing out. Breathe deeply, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Breathe in, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Breathe in deeply, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Do this a few times that you actually feel the breathing in and feel the exhalation. As you're noticing your breath, as we always do, let's remember that the word for breath in Hebrew is neshima, the same word as neshama, soul. We all have a soul, but we need to notice our soul, connect to our soul. As you breathe in, picture you connecting with something deeper, something less superficial, something hidden in the core of your existence, your neshama. Just breathe in a few times and just think of connecting to the depth of your soul. Purity of the soul, pristineness, godly, light, positivity, all part of our core soul. As you think about your soul, what defines you? Your superficiality, faults, failings, or your potential that lives in your soul? When we connect to our soul, we can see the soul of that which is around us. The light behind the darkness. The opportunity behind the challenge. The infinity behind the apparent limitations and finiteness. Come back to where you were and hold this thought as we embark on the day. In the next few hours, we might see things that are negative, that look negative, look challenging. But when that happens, stop, take a few breaths, and reflect on your soul. If you can bring the light of your soul, you will reveal the potential in everything else around you. Wishing everyone a good day.